IFSA is an organization of fire service personnel dedicated to upgrading firefighting techniques and safety through training. Between their manuals, ebooks, apps, curriculum, exam prep, Resource One, and more, firefighter training has never been more customizable than with IFSA FPP products. Visit them at ifsta.org for more information. Did you know the risk of cancer does not stop at the scene of a fire? Firefighters are constantly exposed to diesel exhaust fumes and other airborne toxins that get trapped inside the station. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip through the combination of MagnaGrip exhaust removal systems and AirHawk air purification systems. Learn more at MagnaGrip.com.
Good evening and welcome to the December 19th, 2022 Fools Blog Talk Radio. I am Chris Bednarik, your Public Information and Technology Chair for the Fools International eBoard. Planning on a relatively quick show this evening. Just kind of wanted to recap some of what's been going on in 2022, get us set up for some success in 2023. We are currently sitting at 95 line-of-duty deaths this year so far, down from the 139 that were calculated from 2021, but still not a number that I'm happy to report. So that being said, why don't we take just a moment to remember our 95 fallen brothers and sisters in the fire service, as well as those in law enforcement and the military. Thank you. So, making my notes for this evening's show, I had a bunch of things that I wanted to cover, and I tried to think of a direction in which to do that. And I thought we would start with the worst and work our way up so that we could finish on a high note and leave our last show for 2022 with some good news. So, The first thing that I want to report on is the most recent line of duty or firefighter death that impacts our organization from the Central Ohio Schools, firefighter paramedic Charles Swank, who passed just a couple weeks ago while attending a training event in Florida. Charles was a very active member in his chapter as well as a past president. He was an Army combat vet with the 82nd Airborne. And he leaves behind his five children and his wife. There is a GoFundMe set up to help out with some of the costs associated with all that. And if you're interested in making a donation there, please visit our Facebook page. And we have a few links up that have to do with Charles and that GoFundMe that's set up for him and his family. Moving upwards and onwards from there, I am extremely, extremely happy to report that Marion County Fools member Anthony Gillen, who's not just a past president of their chapter, but also one of our regional reps. I'm actually unhappy to report that about 4 weeks ago, he was seriously injured in a training accident, but I am very happy to report that he went home from the hospital today. His recovery has been nothing short of astonishing. He really should have still be in the rehab center. He got out of there, I believe it's about a week, almost 2 weeks early. Just goes to show how incredibly strong that little Scotsman is and the love and support that he's gotten, not just from his wife, but from the fire service and the Fools International altogether. So super, super excited to hear about that. I talk to his wife somewhat regularly. I talk to him somewhat regularly, and just talking to him on the phone from those first days till now, it's almost like talking to another person. So, again, can't even express how excited I am for the family and the fire service family down in Florida. Moving along to the 2022 convention, a nice recap from this year. Want to send another shout out to JMAC and his crew Fools in Milwaukee for putting on an absolutely awesome 2022 Fools Annual Convention. They did a great job. They had tons of stuff for everyone to do. They had great events. They had great training lined up, and it was great to finally get back together after we hadn't been able to do that for so long. Before I move along, if you're actually listening to this live, you can call in at 760-454-8852. That's 760-454-8852. If you're logged in on a computer, there's a chat feature that is also available. If you're going to do that, just try to keep in mind that it's just me. So I'll try to keep up with anyone who does call in, and I will try to keep up with anything that might have happened in the chat. Just be a little patient with me. When we left the 2022 convention in Milwaukee, it was unclear if we would be having a 2023 convention or not. No chapter at that time had expressed any firm interest in hosting a 2023 convention. I think thanks to some behind-the-scenes work by Dave Dubowski and Dana Larkin, reaching out to a few people that they thought maybe might have been interested, we will be having a 2023 convention. It will be hosted in tandem by the Minnesota Malting Fools and the Northland Fools up in Minnesota. The dates will be August 17 through August 20 in Minneapolis. We do know that the host hotel will be the DoubleTree by Hilton Bloomington, Minneapolis South. They already have the hotel lined up, so if you contact the hotel and let them know that you're going to be up there for the 2023 convention, they should be able to get you dialed in. But we do not have a lot of information just yet on the actual itinerary. Keep an eye out not only on our social media and website, but what the Northland and Minnesota Malting Fools will be posting out as well. So big, big thanks to them for stepping up, hosting a convention. Thinking of relative scale is probably a lot like a city wanting to host the Olympics. Just the amount of logistics, money, time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears that go into putting an event like that together so that you can host some brotherhood and training in your area is nothing short of spectacular. So big, big thanks to them. Hopefully on one of our next podcasts here in 2023, we'll get some of the brothers from those two chapters on to talk a little bit about what they have planned for convention. I thought it might be nice for everyone to just kind of know where the organization is as a whole. So right before the meeting, or I guess it's not our, this is kind of like our fools meeting, I suppose. I looked at the end of the year totals in our membership database. And as of right now, we have 6,928 active members. I didn't look to see if we had any members pending or anything else that might be going on with the application. Be kind of hanging out in the applications that might be hanging out in the wings. But right now we are just shy of 7,000 active members. Our all-time number of members, this includes active, inactive, is 21,905. So that's pretty crazy to think about since 1995 that we had almost 22,000 people come through our organization. Thinking of that disparity in numbers, and grant some of those folks have retired, they moved on, they passed away, whatever it may happen to be. If you know some folks that are inactive members, reach out to them. Find out why they're inactive. Did the chapter move? Did they leave the fire service? What might be going on with them? Maybe we can bring them back into the fold. If there's not a chapter somewhere near them, have them reach out to International Secretary Dubowski or Treasurer Larkin, and they would be more than happy to try to help them get a new chapter start up. I've been trying to do a better job of keeping up with the map on the website. I think I have it just about accurate. So if you're looking for a chapter in your area, hit up the website, use that search tool. It'll take you right to a Google map, and you can see where the chapters are. And speaking of chapters, we have 148 active chapters right now, with our newest chapter, Hell's Canyon Fools, in Clarkston, Washington, just getting their official welcome letter here in the last couple of weeks. I had to look up where Clarkston was. I'm in the Midwest. I'm just south of Chicago, so I'm not familiar with the Washington area. But what I could figure out from some Google Maps is that they're about 100 miles south of Spokane on the western border of Washington, down Idaho. So like I said, we have 148 active chapters right now. Over the course of time since 1995, we have had 461 chapters. Some come, some go, some are a flash in the pan. What's really interesting, having been through the treasurer's position myself and seeing where some of these chapters have been, it's really interesting to see some of the ones that come up overseas that are members of our military that start a chapter while they're overseas. And so that does explain why some of those chapters do kind of peter out when those guys come back home. But it is really interesting to see. Actually, this year we started our first chapter in Australia. So every year, I know when I was a treasurer, I was always excited to see where all the chapters were and to make sure that we still had some up in Canada, in Europe, or even now Australia, so that we really truly could continue calling ourselves Fools International and not just Fools National. Happy to report that the regional rep program is up and running. We have a regional representative in all of the regions. I know a lot of them have been reaching out to the chapters already. If you have not heard from your regional rep or you're interested to know who your regional rep is, keep an eye out on our social media and website to get some of the map and some of that contact information set up a little bit easier for you to find, so that you can reach back out to them. They are going to be a huge part of our communications model with all of the chapters. You can only imagine there's only five of us on the e-board. There's president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and myself, and then the founders. But it is very difficult for us to keep track of 148 chapters and nearly 7,000 members. So having those additional regional reps is really, really going to help us out to that end. I have been working on some updates to the website and the web store. One of the things that I actually just started working on this weekend is a rebuild of the memorial page, where we're trying to keep up with all of the fallen members from Fools International. It's a little changing coming into this role after it had already been built, to try to update it. So keep an eye out on that. We're going to have some good stuff going on there. And the store over the weekend also, I updated the inventory for all of our merchandise. So there were some things that had been marked as sold out that are no longer sold out. So if there was that Fool's item that you're looking for that special Fool in your life, while I may not be able to get it to you before Christmas, I will be able to get it out to you. So please take a look there and see what things are looking like. To that end, please let me know if there is something that you want to see on the website. If there is a nugget that I should put on there, if there's a link to a specific organization that somehow has slipped between the cracks and we've missed, what kind of information do you want to see on your website for Fools International? Which then leads us right into this podcast. We posted just before the holidays about what do you want to hear us talk about. We've done, I think, some of the same topics over and over. They're topics we hear all the time, and it's not that they're not good topics, but we're looking to try to keep our podcast fresh and try to provide you with some content that you want to hear. Some of the things that we have heard is maybe a podcast on the history of the Fools organization. And if you were at the 2022 convention, you may have been able to hear Dave Dabowski give a fantastic presentation on the history of Kegman, who was retired at that convention. We're going to be putting some information about that out on the website as well, but I think that would flow very well with the history of the Fools. Veterans in the fire service was another topic that was brought up, and then one that I think we could also get some traction on. And Hannah had to read through the comment a couple of times, but it's an average Joe firefighter discussion. Something about what makes a good firefighter. That person that's exemplifying what we stand for as fools, that go-to guy, that mentor, that instructor, but just an all-around good person and good firefighter. And that is what I have for this evening. I'll try to talk a little slower here for just a second and see if anyone calls in for if anything pops up into the chat. So far, it's been crickets on both fronts. But just short of someone coming in here at the last minute, I promised this would be a short podcast. I know anywhere between that 15 and 30 minute mark is generally pretty good. It's something you can listen to during your commute, maybe while you're doing house duties, something like that, a digestible amount of information. If you would like to get in touch with us, there is some contact links on the website, or you can email me directly at pit@foolsinternational.com. pit@foolsinternational.com. And I would be more than happy to email you back, give you whatever information I can, or forward your question along to that member of the e-board who can best help you out with whatever it is that you might need. I hate to have too much dead air, so I'm going to just wrap this up. From all of us at Fools International, the founders of the e-board, we want to wish every single one of you a very, very happy holiday season. Give your loved ones a hug and a kiss for us. Be safe, be happy, be well, and we'll talk to you in the new year.